it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is indeed a good Tuesday afternoon.
Finally getting a little warm.
It is a consistent warm, yeah. Cool at nights, but it's getting up there.
Well, tomorrow, Wednesday, it's supposed to be 87. 87, that's what they said.
So we go from worrying about frost to 87.
But then it's supposed to get cool again. I don't. It's been a crazy May weather. And now it's June.
Yeah, and
can
here
you
it is.
Believe
June.
It's June.
Yeah. What I can't believe is that last month was not April but May, because we had so doggone much rain all the time.
I was out planting my garden. Wind. It really didn't have any major frost problems, but except for a couple days.
There were a couple days, yeah. At least warnings of it.
Only time I get frost now is from my wife when I do something wrong. She can be very frosty.
Yep, and you don't have to do a whole lot wrong.
And, you know, I don't do anything wrong. I'm almost perfect.
Almost perfect.
You know that.
Yeah, well,
all these years, how perfect
I can't deny it. Yeah. I could, but it wouldn't do me any good.
You know, I was just wondering if, you know, Juan Valdez, who brings our coffee.
Yes.
I wonder if he's married. I bet he gets a lot of lip from not being at home a lot. You know?
Or it could be that, you know, it could be like my situation. There are times my wife looks at me and says, don't you have some place you're supposed to be?
I got that too once in a while. He says,
Bill Hall comes in here 2 days a week. He was coming in one day a week. And his wife looked at him and said, you need to be there a second day. And so he comes in Wednesdays now too.
Yeah. Well, like you, I have a lot of outside interests in softball, golf, nuclear powered pontoon boat, which keeps me busy. I'm in reserves, you know.
The reserves. So.
Yeah.
Well, we can't tell everybody more details.
No. And I'm trying to run the pontoon boat on the isotopes that I've been giving since, DOPA? What was the Department of...
Efficiency. Government Efficiency.
Doggy.
Dodge.
Oh, Department of Government of... Doge.
Yeah.
Doge. And it just doesn't run as efficiently. I don't know. I'll do my best.
You always do.
Yeah. And, of course, the mule keeps... Juan's wife company once in a while, but the mule has, now he's branched out too. You know, he's got a couple of assistants that help. He's a very smart mule. I tell
he
you
is,
what,
I've
never seen a mule so smart.
And he speaks several languages.
See?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Mule in Spanish, and, you know.
I would love to take Juan and the mule over to Switzerland for this big hullabaloo we're going to have.
He's probably got places there.
Well, I would think so. I think he would enjoy it. And of course, the mule with the hee-hawing, he would be able to fit right in. So we'll see. We'll see. All right, sports. Sports.
We hit the Guardians. We had so much good, fun times with them last week. And, yeah, it's interesting. They took 3 or 4 from Detroit. They took 2 or 3 from the Twins. They lost 2 or 3 against the Dodgers, but they did take one. And they took 2 or 3 from the Angels.
Yeah, they're very, let me see, right now they are what? They are 32-26, 6 games over .500. They're 6 games. That Detroit is really.
They are. We took 2 out of 3 of them. I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah, and.
I'm sorry, 3 of 4. We took 3 of 4.
Whatever it was. We did well. But after that beating, they went back out and have I think won 6, 7 out of 8 or 9, and it looks like they're the team to beat unless something happens to
them.
And we got some players starting to filter back in too, like David Fry.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he was a child, he was called Small Fry.
It depends on how small he was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think either my grandchildren were ever that small that I could call them
or
small.
Or if he ever went out in the lake, would he be Fish Fry?
Hmm.
You know.
Or if he was out in the pasture with the cows, would he be Steak Fry?
I could be. So, I just wonder that. I don't know why.
Or if he went and had a perm, would he be Curly Fry?
Yeah. Or went to France, would he be
a French fry?
Yeah. I think that's rather stupid, but you know.
I think we run out of fries here.
So this is Sports Sidebar. We don't necessarily have to talk sports. More sidebar. Anyway, he's back.
And Carlos Carrasco, not Carlos Carrasco, Carlos Santana had the best months of his career.
Yeah, in May, and usually he's a slow starter. He batted like 400 or something in the month of May. Everybody was kind of...
The oldest guy on the team.
39. Gosh, he's almost as old as I am.
Almost.
Oh.
He's almost half as old as I am, yeah.
So anyway, he's...
Here he is, some numbers on him. Since May 18th, Santana's led all qualified hitters at least 30 plate appearances with a .457 average, a .588 on-base percentage, a 1.330 OPS, and during that time, he's totaled 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, 2 doubles, and 8 walks.
Oh, yeah. He's making you forget a little bit about the Josh Naylor.
A little bit, yeah. Josh is still doing okay.
He's kind of slowed down a little bit on the pace he was from. But this team is hot and cold.
Yes.
I mean, we it could be games like, you know, you only score 2 or 1 run. And I hate to see that with good pitching. If you have good pitching, you only give up 2 runs, you end up losing. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Dodgers were an impressive looking team. That Shohei Ohtani guy.
They make money to prove it, yeah.
And I'm surprised Angels. They haven't won anything for a long time. I think Tom Hamilton said the other day, I was listening to him while I was out gardening, that it's been like 2012 or 10 that they even made the playoffs. Their manager, Sosa, I think was his name. Yeah, he was a very good manager. Ever since he's been gone, they have not done well, especially with all the money they spent. You know, Mike Trout's got to be frustrated, too. Now, Mike Trout is one of the best players in baseball.
How many other players can you name on that team?
Well, I can name several if you want me to. I can get online.
Well, no, but that's, you can get online and do it, sure.
Not too many. I don't follow them. They're a different division. But Mike Trout is, he's been plagued with injuries, though, for a long time. I don't know. He's borderline Hall of Fame material. He's still like it.
If he were on a better team, it would not be borderline.
No.
If he were on the Yankees or on the Dodgers, it would not be borderline.
Let me see. Now, he's been off again for several months with a bruised knee. And it's hard to play baseball with a bruised knee. It's hard to play anything with them.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, Neto, he's on that team.
Who?
Neto.
Neto,
okay. Yeah. He's batting .270. Sean Newell, you know him. You're good friends with Sean Newell.
No.
Yeah, .273. Guy named Ward.
Burt Ward?
Huh?
Burt Ward?
Burt Ward. Was he the...
He was Robin.
Who was the guy that sang on the Miss America?
Oh, Burt Parks.
How did I get that messed up?
It was Burt. You got the Burt there. Halfway home.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. Soler, .221. Ohapi. Good old Ohapi. He's supposed to be a very good catcher. He's batting .258. Adele. I mean, you look at these.
When's the last time we had a catcher that batted .258?
Oh, I don't. That's,
Sandy.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Trout is only batting 207, but like you said, he's had only a few at-bats. And our team, Stephen Kwan, has cooled off a little bit, but he's batting 313. Angel Martinez. It sounds like Angel when you read it, but it's Angel.
Oh, okay.
Angel.
Angel.
Yes. 253. It's just so. It's all right. Jose Ramirez is just, you talk about a good May. He had a 21-game hitting streak, and then he ended that, but it started another one.
But then when he didn't get hit, did he get a walk?
He got a walk, and the manager said
he's got his on base
percentage. Yes,
well, not his on base percentage, but I mean, he had a record going for even more than the hits he had. You know, like a game or two, he didn't have a hit. It's continued on.
Yeah, yeah. His getting on base streak is fabulous, but his hitting streak, ended, and he did take a walk. And the manager said a lot of players to extend their hitting streak would have tried to get a hit instead of taking a walk. Not Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
And the best bargain in baseball.
Yeah.
By far. There's no argument. Yeah,
no,
there's no argument about it. So, anyway, Manzato, 211, you know, but he has more home runs than anybody on the team.
He's still your power hitters. You don't expect as much out of.
Yeah, 211?
Yeah, that's not good, but...
Well, David Fry is going to cut into his DH time. You got Santana, who was down there close to 200 not too long ago, now batting 262, which is very good. And Wilson. I don't even know who Wilson is. This must have brought him up.
Doesn't he get that thing, Mustang Sally? Mustang? Wilson Pickett?
Wilson? That was
Wilson Pickett?
Oh, it could have been. It could be. You know, you have Carlos Santana.
They have jamming in that new clubhouse they have. All redone.
It's
taken like 3 years to redo it. And
did they have to use some other shower afterwards, or did they use the old one and they put a new one somewhere?
I think they had redone part of it, which is what they were using, but everything else was closed off and they just opened up everything.
Yeah, I wonder why. They can get a new locker room, but look at our studio.
What's wrong with our studio? I like our studio.
It hasn't been updated in eons.
It has personality.
Is that what it is?
It's personality.
Yes, the stains on the carpet and everything. I like it. But I'm not complaining. But you would think that they would want to modernize this a little bit. I mean, the computer system, you've done a fabulous, but I know the aesthetics is not probably your...
it's not, no.
No.
I just like to make sure things are working, that's all.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody cares what, you know, the conditions that whatever fumes are coming out of the rugs and...
and the vents.
And the vents. Anyway, I don't know why that got in my mind. Naylor, you know, our catchers are pathetic hitting wise. He's only batting 179. We were talking about it that how long will they have a catcher tandem, one batting 179, which is pathetic, and the other one, Austin Hedges, 113.
See, truth is out there.
I would.
The thing is, they don't really have anybody in the minors.
Ready to take over. I would think, though, anybody can bat 113. I mean, just about, you get a guy.
But you
can't. Now, he's an excellent defensive catcher.
I mean,
yeah, both of them.
But anybody will be if you've got Sandy Alomar coaching you, which he does.
Yes. Well, but they basically have almost an automatic out every time Hedges gets up there. It's just nice guy, good clubhouse leader, and that's part of the reason.
One reason they brought him back.
And defensively, but we've talked about it before. I mean, how much longer can you keep a guy?
Until you have somebody to replace him, what are you going to do?
Arias, who was, he got the shortstop position, and was batting almost 280s down to 239. Now, Nolan Jones has improved lately. Mm-hmm. He was like 150, but starting to hit the ball on a regular basis. He's up to a rather tepid 214.
And that's a long way from 250, though.
That's right. 150.
I'm sorry, yeah. 150, yes.
And then John Kenzie Noel, 149.
He's the first one that...
Well, you would think every time something happens to the outfielder, like somebody gets hurt, he's kept. Like Lane Thomas got hurt. He's so I don't know if it's doing John Kenzie Noel any good staying up in the majors. He's not getting a lot.
Well, it didn't do him any good going back to the minors. He didn't do any better there.
John Kenzie Noel didn't?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Did they send him back?
They haven't sent him back.
They didn't send him back.
Not yet.
I was wondering if they sent him back last year.
No, I think they called him up and they kept him. I mean, he's an imposing-looking figure. I mean,
he's got the strength.
Yeah,
but you got to hit at the ball. You know,
it's always amazing to me. You get a guy like John Kenzie Noel, who's like 6'3", 260, all muscle, and you got Jose Altuve, who's 5'5", 170 pounds, and he can hit better than that guy. Yeah. It's just. Baseball is such a hand-eye coordination sport.
Yes, absolutely.
It frustrates me when I play softball. You know, some of these twerps get up there and they smack the ball, and I get up there, and I can't match them. It's just frustrating. It's just your hand-eye coordination is except Aaron Judge. Now, Aaron Judge is such a talent, but. I don't know. It's a great game, baseball, because anybody can play it. And that Jose Altuve is a perfect example, even though he cheated some years back. Yeah. Of course, their manager of that team, A.J. Hoyt, is now the manager of Detroit and doing quite well. So, you know, I get a little concerned if we have enough hitting other than Juan Martinez. No, not Martinez either. He hasn't been. Ramirez, Santana, and nobody else in that lineup scares
the heck
out of
me. So you expect a different person to step up every game?
Well, it's usually Quan.
No, but you expect somebody else in addition.
Yeah, I mean, how many times listening or watching the game they have men in scoring position three or four innings and they don't get them home.
Yeah.
And another going into New York starting tonight.
Yeah.
But we know we took two out of three when they came to Cleveland in April. In April, they bring the most
biggest draw
in of all. I'm going to the game finally in end of June. See what they've done to the stadium. I guess it's really nice, some of the higher end places, but and I think most of that money came from the owners, not.
I believe it was. Yeah. But many of those improvements were made to bring more money in.
Yeah.
So they didn't mind doing it knowing that it would bring in more money.
There's some public money in that. I know the lease calls for a certain percentage of private-public partnership.
And right.
What was that? They have that sin tax up there.
Right.
That pays
they do. They yeah. pay.
Of course, the sin is less. People are not smoking as much as
they can't afford to.
I don't know. I've never smoked.
I have neither.
No, I never had.
All I know is what they now charge for a pack of cigarettes. When I was young, people used to buy the carton for that price.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, well, they're trying to incentivize people quitting by making a pack of cigarettes, $3 or $4? I don't even know what they are.
Oh, no, they're far more. You get generic ones for $4. Yeah.
I don't know. People hooked on them.
It is addictive. You know, it's a physically addictive thing.
I've known people who've been able to stop smoking after 20, 30 years and just stop.
Some people just stop. Bob Holland did that.
Yeah.
Dr. Bob, a buddy of mine, Pike Elliott, he just stopped.
My stepdaughter did too. She stopped. She had to basically jeopardize her future health, but, I don't know. I never got it myself. I just never saw the attraction, but it's a calming effect, and that people say it gets them and helps them through the day. Gosh, it's horrible for your heart and horrible for your lungs and yeah. skin and eyes and
all your curtains and your carpets.
Oh, I remember having meetings in the 70s, union meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in there, and there's just a level of smoke. It's just like there was fresh air, smoke, and then
thick smoke,
and it just waffled up and down. And I would come home smelling like Sir Walter Raleigh.
Well, we did that when we were on Market Street and had the bingo, and they allowed smoking in there. And one reason they didn't want to get rid of smoking was because smokers take more chances, and they are more apt to buy the instants and things like that. And they literally, on Fridays, you could go out there and you described, literally see layers of thickness of smoke. And we did get some smoke eaters eventually. Very expensive, but we got some smoke eaters, and that did cut down on quite a bit of it.
What does a smoke eater look like?
It looks like a big giant box, a rectangular box.
So it's like sucks
it through.
Like an elf air filter?
Essentially, that's what it is. It's a giant air filter that sucks in the smoke and puts out the other end where it's not as bad.
Yeah.
And then they're like metal, filters, and you have to clean them all off and put them back in again.
So when I started, we would have staff meetings, and most of the guys and gals smoked. So I go, I'm gasping.
Yeah.
Let's get over this staff meeting. And yep. it's,
I'd go home and the wife would say, to the basement now. That's where we had our shower. Mm-hmm. To the basement now. You know, so I just got to the point where I just stepped in the door and walked down to the basement.
Yeah. But it messes up your clothes. I'm certainly glad that public health eventually
dictated
that you can only smoke in designated areas. And
outside areas, pretty much.
Yeah. But, it's a personal choice. But your right to smoke ends at where my nose starts, the old saying goes.
Yeah.
But smokers would just, they wouldn't care. They could care less whether you
were. I know that my wife would be out with friends and one smoked, and she ate very fast, where my wife is. She's picked it up a little bit, but she was a slow eater and enjoyed the food and the conversation and stuff. Well, she would get done, and then as soon as she was done eating, she would light up a cigarette right there at the table. Mm-hmm. And everyone else was still trying to eat, and she was there smoking. You know, come on, can't you wait? She was on oxygen for half a year. Couldn't wait for her to. I've seen people on oxygen turn off the oxygen to smoke a cigarette and then turn the oxygen back on again.
My mom.
Well, okay.
My mother was totally addicted to smoking. Anyway, but it has been greatly reduced.
Yes.
So you're not getting as much income from the Syntax. Yes. I think also.
I wondered how we got to smoking.
Yeah. Anyway, and now drinks too have a percentage of the anything, I guess, considered. I do like DeWine's proposal for stadiums being
more
user based, like more tax on the marijuana, more tax on internet gambling in general. But they don't want to be accused of raising taxes. So the power to bees and the legislature,
especially to raise taxes to pay for professional sports places.
Yeah, but. So you raise $600 million in bonds that the public is on the hook for if something would happen. I don't know. I don't know how that old situation. But I wish Progressive Field would have a cover on it or something that, when you go up there, you're going to watch a ball game. I mean, how many times? I've been many, many games, got there, started raining, you're hanging on. It's cold and April and May, and sleeting outside, and you're sitting there while this thing goes through. But I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think the dome is going to happen. I just wonder if there's ever going to be a point in time where the Haslam says, okay, fine. Columbus wants us. We're going to go down there. They'll pay for the all the extra gingerbread.
Yeah, but that is a thought.
And I don't know. I don't know if that's going
to happen. And the league would have to approve it. But, of course, the league is already saying, yeah, we think you should have a cover, a dome.
Oh, yeah, well.
The league is already saying that.
Well, the Goodell, the commissioner, is going to pretty much say whatever the owners want.
Yes.
I mean, they do pay it. He got an extention, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he makes like $100 million.
Oh, here, I thought you meant he got like hair extensions.
No, I got those. But anyway, Progressive Field was renovations were partly paid for by the Gateway
Texas. Yes. So.
But I don't know what the record. I should know what the record is compared to last year. I think our record is not as good. And
well, it may not be quite as good. I don't think it's that much worse, but it's not. But Detroit's is so much better.
Yeah.
And they came up at the end of the season last year.
Oh, they certainly
and
did.
They kept that up coming right into the season.
Yeah.
They did not lose a step. We did. They didn't.
Well, we can go over. I mean, so far baseball has one guy, the reporter here, has named the 2025 Major League Baseball Award so far. So we can go over that.
Yeah, we can.
And see where everybody is. But we got some positives happening now. Some positives. You got Shane Bieber, who is now pitching in Akron. And he's at right down the canal.
They're down here, yeah.
Canal Park.
Canal Park.
I mean.
Canal Park.
Yeah. Whatever a Fulton is. What is a Fulton?
What is a Fulton?
Fulton. Canal Fulton. So is a Fulton?
No. Canal Fulton is
the airport. Canal Fulton is a little city.
Oh, Canal Fulton. Oh, okay.
Okay, what is a Fulton?
It was Fulton Airport. I'm sorry. What is the city? The city was Canal Fulton on the canal.
Was a Fulton the guy who made the canal? And I know that's not the case.
No. Maybe it was a city like many that sprung up because of the canal.
It did. It's on the canal.
Right.
That's why the canal Fulton. Yes. I don't know what a Fulton is. I'll have to look it up.
I thought that was like a one of those sofas.
You know,
oh, that's a futon. I'm sorry. Like, futon. Yeah.
Just a piece of knowledge.
Canal here. Futon.
I read a book about the Erie Canal. Governor DeWitt
Clinton. Yes.
You knew this.
I did. I remember. You know, I was from Buffalo. I went to DeWitt Clinton Elementary School.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
And 3 years after we moved, they closed the school. It became BOCES, School for Cosmetology.
Wow. You can't make that up.
Good job.
Well, yeah, because the terminus of the canal is right there in Buffalo.
Right.
Or the beginning of it, whatever. It ends up in the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an engineering feat.
Yeah.
All hand dug.
Especially for the day, yeah.
Yeah, hand dug. And I think that's what the town of Clinton is named for. But I still don't know what a Fulton is.
What is a Fulton?
What is a Fulton?
F-U-L-T-O-N, is that what it is?
Yes, Fulton.
What is a Fulton? Let's check out what is a Fulton. Oh, great, I just closed it. Okay, great.
Oh, wait, wait.
Okay,
go.
Good job. What is a Fulton? F-U-L-T-O-N. A Fulton can refer to several things, but is most commonly associated with Robert Fulton, an American engineer and inventor for developing the world's first commercially successful steamboat. Ah, yeah, Robert Fulton.
Well, why would they come? I mean, that he was he made the canal obsolete, though. Didn't? The railroad did.
Yeah. What is a Fulton? The spruce, traditional Japanese futon. That's a futon. That's a futon. Okay, that was the only thing that was under the Fulton.
Well, okay, so they named the canal and also Fulton to come up with Canal Fulton.
Could be. Let me see what This was, yeah, he was 1765 through 1815. Yeah. But you had to have those flat boats on the, canal because they weren't real deep.
They had a towpath.
Yeah, they weren't real deep.
Yeah, they didn't have what they call, what was that? That's a term for it. Anyway, well, they're at Canal Park.
There are many ghost stories along canalways. And I didn't know why until I took on the Cuyahoga Valley, we took a ghost ride.
You did.
On the train. And basically went through, they told dual stories. And they said, now you may be wondering why there are so many ghost stories along the canal here. Well, it's not like when they were building canals and people just died, it's not like they took them to the cemetery. They just buried them right there by the side of the canal. Yeah. So it was convenient, and that's what they did. And probably some people never knew where their family members ever went or ever ended up. But, yeah.
Well, you would be absolutely right. You know, a guy works himself to death. You probably just buried him right there.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah. So, remember Young's Restaurant that was there?
Yes,
a lot of people traveling to the canal. Now it's no longer there. Would stop at Young's Restaurant for dinner and lodging.
Yeah.
But that's gone, too. So, anyway, Shane Bieber is playing at Canal Park.
Canal Park.
I still don't know. I mean, Fulton must be attached that name. So
it could be a guy's name.
Could be.
Many cities were named after people. Although Akron wasn't called the Perkins, it was called Akron.
Yeah. Akron, yes. High Point.
Yes.
Okay. So he's due to come back in the majors between June 25th, Shane Bieber, our ace, to early July. He's only on a one-year contract. And they're paying this guy.
So is it on a half-year contract?
They're paying him. Rehabbing from Tommy John is extremely
strenuous. And he's kind of
strenuous.
At least on, if not slightly ahead of schedule.
Yeah, so hopefully we get him back. Like we said, David Fry is back, and again, we hope that he can add some pop to the lineup. We need pop. Pop, pop, pop. He can't throw yet. I mean, he can't catch. And I tell you what, unless they do something in the catching position, and they're just saying, okay, just put it out there. I mean, every time Austin Hedges was up when the bases loaded, you know, in a critical situation, and I don't know why they didn't put Naylor in, but he grounded to third. I mean, he's just
put a pinch hitter in.
Yeah.
They'd have a better chance than Austin Hedges.
Yeah. Like I said, Nolan Jones is starting to turn things around, has batted over 333 in the last 16 games. And now, unfortunately, this right-handed pitcher, I didn't know too much about him. Andrew Walters is out with a very bad shoulder injury.
It was a reliever.
Yeah. Another piece of bad news is our number one prospect, Travis Bazzana. He's out 10 weeks with an oblique. It's not clear.
Yeah.
It's an oblique.
It's oblique, yeah.
Oh,
but they just did a follow-up on him, and he's doing well, at least on schedule, if not a little bit ahead.
Is that opaque? That's not clear. Opaque.
Opaque is not clear.
Yeah, but so is it opaque oblique?
No, I don't think it's quite the same thing.
Well, what's your oblique? Oblique is your side muscles.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know if I have any of those.
I used to. Hey, too many whoppers, you know.
Where did it go? Where did your oblique go?
It's just too many whoppers.
Whoppers.
That's all I can say.
My oblique disappeared. Nothing worse than a disappearing oblique. Luis Ortiz, the guy we got from via Pittsburgh through the Jimenez trade, he really looked good the last couple of games I watched with him pitching. And Gavin Williams pitched a tremendous game against Angels on Sunday. So, and Class A is back. He is he's whatever he lost, he found.
He lost in the playoffs.
And for the first month and a half, wasn't spectacular. But in the last six, he's possibly going to do well enough between now and the All-Star game to make it back. That's how good he's been pitching lately. So we got a lot of pluses coming.
Got some minuses, but some pluses.
Pluses,
yeah.
Too. It's just that our starting pitching is a little weak.
What? And you get Bieber back? There it is again. Truth is out there.
You know what?
The truth is out there.
You know what I think it is?
What's that?
It's one of those ghosts from the canal.
Oh.
I knew it.
You're close enough.
We talked about it. And, so, anyhow, right now we are in second place in the Central Division with the 32-26, six games behind Detroit. Minnesota is right behind us, 31-27. Kansas City is 31-29. So it's going to be, unless Detroit just takes off, it's going to be a challenge for any of the other teams to, right in the playoff. I mean, the wild card.
Right, yeah, we are lead the wild card. We lead the wild card.
Yeah. So anyway, the Yankees are 36-22.
So they're really not that far above us.
No, but
we have actually four more losses and a four less wins, so yeah.
So Detroit has the best record in all of baseball. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, at this point in the season, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of about where we were last year, I think.
I think so.
But again, we're 6 games behind them, but not that far.
Well, the thing is, we've been having to come from behind because our starting pitching hasn't been as stellar as we would like. But the bullpen with Cade Smith and Class A and Heron, they've done a good job. Hunter Gaddis, even though he had a hiccup on Sunday, they've been doing rather well. It's just when they get so far behind, you can't use your prime relievers that the other teams tend to build up on their leads. So
they have one game. They were so far behind. Well, they have Austin Hedges. Yeah. They pitched some and somebody else too. And regular position player.
He pitched a 65 mile an hour fastball and they tattooed him a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to do this off course here a little bit.
No. That's how we got into the smoking band?
I happened by accident. I always taped ABC Sunday News and for whatever reason the women's college softball game ran over. So I just, okay, I'm going to watch this.
Okay.
They're very impressive. They throw that fast pitch softball up 70, 75 miles an hour. They really whip that thing up. And it was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting that, and I think it was Tennessee who has that really good pitcher. They beat UCLA in the bottom of the ninth to go on to the next level, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
I think it's exciting to see women's sports getting so much more attention now. And you know, Caitlin Clark. They have estimated it is worth about $1 billion to the WNBA.
$1 billion with a B?
With a B.
Is that a captain billion?
No. But it's because of all the attention they get, all the media they get, all the television coverage they get that they never got before, and viewership that they get. When she's playing, it's up. And, boy, I saw somebody, they posted on Facebook a bunch of videos of her getting literally slammed by other teams, opponents, I mean, literally physically slammed and knocked over and plowed over and elbowed and everything else. And they said, I hope she has a good time and smart enough to go to Europe where she isn't going to get that kind of a treatment.
Well, yeah, but she's doing
it. And they showed her no matter where she was at, just hitting those threes and going in, you know, just that. But they showed her taking some absolutely horrid abuse.
Well, that's up to the officials to stop.
That is up to the officials to stop that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the Cavaliers needed to do against the Pacers. Just play some aggressive defense. Now, if they're abusing Caitlin Clark. That's just not right.
It's not right. I mean,
it's supposed to be a non-contact sport. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
And of course, she's now off for a while with a strained quad muscle.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a quad either. I don't have.
I used to have one. I lost it a long time ago, I think. Yeah.
So
that's just a try. The quad's gone.
So the quad's gone, and your oblique is gone.
It is.
You're like a bowling ball then.
That's why. So I'm wearing a knee brace now. You know, it all goes down there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Caitlin's off for a while, and it's costing them a lot of money in the league.
It is.
I don't know how much she's made, but the endorsements, she's doing a lot of endorsements.
Yeah. And,
well, I don't know why the Women's National Basketball Association would tolerate that. Since
I don't know either. She's their golden goose.
She is.
And she has brought so much attention, first to college and now to the WNBA. What is their problem? They didn't even want to include her last year on their it wasn't Olympic, it was their world championship team or whatever.
Yeah.
And, well, she hasn't proven anything yet. Yeah, she has. She's proven to be a draw that gets people to tune in, gets media coverage, gets media. You know, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah, there are other good players too, but she's kind of been the catalyst.
She has been.
I hope it continues.
I don't know whether it was you that asked, but somebody asked, do you think once she's out of the college basketball, do you think that she's going to no longer be the influence? And I said, no, absolutely not. It's like when Tiger Woods got in there and how many people were inspired to try and go out there and play golf and try to do it the Tiger way and this and that, you know, without the fast cars. because of Tiger.
Yeah.
Well, she is the Tiger Woods of the WNBA, of college women's college basketball. Yeah. She's going to influence so many young girls to want to go out there and work their butts off every single day like she did to get to be like Caitlin Clark, if it's possible.
Yeah.
But that's what – so that's going to be – and that's something you'll see for a generation here.
Yeah. Well, I hope she can survive the punishment because – she is rather thin. I mean,
she is,
and she—that's what the problem with some of the Cavs players is, that they don't have the muscle mass that to compete against Indiana or even the Knicks, or they're talking about having to build up Darius Garland some more and Mobley, but I don't know if the women's game is
Kevin Love is back.
He's back again?
He is, but he's in the office in some kind of a managerial role.
Oh, is he retired now?
I think he's retired, officially retired.
I mean, the last few years have not been good for him.
Yeah, no, he really didn't get to play much, or if he was able to play at all.
His father passed away just recently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So, anyway, I think Kevin's set for life.
The
guy can be a male model, too. Like I am.
Like you are, yeah.
Before,
your clone takes all the abuse.
I'm the...
you and your clone is like the picture of Dorian Gray, you know?
I'm the before.
You're the before, yeah.
So, anyway, hope Caitlin gets...
I hope the NBA starts to protect her, as they should.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, if you touch her and she falls over, and she doesn't do that. I mean, she's been smacked in the mouth and falls to the ground because she's been smacked in the mouth. And, you know, it just, that footage just really literally upset me.
I would think a few flagrant fouls are in order.
Well, and maybe they were. But, you know, they don't show that part. They just showed the fouls.
Yeah. Well, speaking.
There's a lot of hard feelings in the WNBA because of her, only because she's that good.
Yeah.
And sometimes we hate people because they're that good. We hated John Elway because he could beat us. We hated Terry Bradshaw because he could beat us. You know? It was just the hate and respect are kind of along – in sports are usually kind of along the same line.
Well, there's been some players that have gone against the Indians in the past and Guardians that every time we play them, these guys would somehow become – Babe Ruth against us.
Yeah.
I remember a guy named, his name is Joey Soda or something like that. This guy, every time he came to Cleveland, he would just kill us. Another guy used to be Max Kepler from Minnesota. Now he's with, I think, Toronto or some other team. He would always just kill us. And I didn't hate him. I just hated what he did against us.
Yeah.
They shouldn't hate Caitlin. I mean, she's adding to the cash cow. Right?
She is. And that's what they really need. And the WNBA needs to, I think they're just now realizing when they looked at the difference from the year before she was there and the full year she was there last year, what a difference it made in viewership, in revenues, and sponsorships and all kinds of things. Yeah. They realized she was worth about $1 billion to them last year.
Well, they're going to have to go out and get, like you said, young ladies who want to patter themselves after Caitlin Clark. So it will continue. I mean, she's not going to play forever.
No. But by the time she's ready to stop, you'll have some of these girls that are leaving high school for college. Mm-hmm. And those are the girls that could, again, become the next – quote unquote Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Well, speaking of basketball, we do have the Indiana Pacers playing the Oklahoma Thunder.
Yep.
And everybody, not everybody, I guess, but a lot of the media said it's over. It's just over. The Thunder is so good, they're just going to dominate the Pacers. I don't know. They look pretty darn good against us. And it took them six games to beat the Knicks.
The Knicks, yeah.
You can't take anything for granted in a playoff.
No, you cannot.
But the Thunder is an excellent team. The best record in basketball, better than us.
Yes.
And I'm not making any predictions because they don't follow either. I mean, we did see the Pacers dominate.
Yes.
Absolutely dominate our Cleveland Cavaliers. So if they... Is Oklahoma that much better than we are? Apparently, they must be. But to say forget it. I mean, this one guy says, "Thunder will be NBA champs." So sorry, East. I mean, he's already predicting the winner.
So who was that guy?
He was the owner of the Thunder. I know. I don't know. Who. Yeah. It was a USA Today guy.
Okay. But see, USA Today guys are all over the map. And if he's from the West, he's and that's what he's seen mostly of.
Well, you had Charles Barkley predicting that we would win, but based on our season and how we were playing, especially the first round,
yeah,
I can see why. I'm going to miss Charles Barkley because
he's retiring, isn't he?
Huh?
Is he retiring?
I don't think he's retiring, but he's staying with TNT in some capacity. Because the NBA is switching over to
ESPN,
ABC, which will air the games. And
NBC is going after the baseball that ESPN's dropped.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So we're going to get some Sunday night games and things like that. Well, Fox did have that.
Yeah.
They had a Saturday afternoon game.
Yeah.
I understand that probably the Sunday night games and maybe some of the evening games.
Yeah.
But except they don't want to do it during the week because that's where they got programming going on.
Then you got Amazon. One of them has a Friday night game that you have to have their, it's
Peacock?
Not Peacock.
Oh, you know what? That's
Apple
where
Apple Play or Apple.
Okay. Yeah. NBC, if NBC gets it, that's where it could go is go to Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I do not have. No. Will not pay for. I pay for some streaming services for my wife. I don't pay for any for myself.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I can only afford so many streaming services. Otherwise, we might as well have cable back. But I'm not doing that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, the price of cable. But I got to watch
cable. Internet is about to go up to $94 a month if you have just internet.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For Spectrum.
Oh, really?
Yep, it's like it. It's like at 84 right now. It's supposed to go up to like 92, 93. Because they've lost so much in there because of competition from streaming. They've lost so many things that they're making up for it by making you pay more for your internet.
Don't they? I thought they have this box now that gives you your internet. This
I don't think they do. There's a lot of AT&T does have that.
T-Mobile
has it. I have that. Verizon have it. I have the T-Mobile one.
And it's as good as
it's, yeah, I've had We had more trouble when we first got it, but we got it very early in their thing. And it is going to be less than half the price of what the Spectrum is going to go into.
Well, why would Spectrum raise the prices knowing that
more people will go to other ways?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
But AT&T has both the fiber optic, and they also have the DirecTV, and you can get that on an app now. And then they also have the 5G home service, like the Spectrum or like the T-Mobile and Verizon. Although Verizon isn't in my neighborhood, I went and checked it.
Oh, really?
So I went there. Says, really, I'm just in Goodyear Heights. Says, my parents are Goodyear Heights. They can't get it. They checked it. Nope, you can't get it. Hmm. And so the Verizon says they have the greatest 5G network. That's only for phones. It's not for the home internet. So, but I have T-Mobile because I have their phone service and I have that. And wife said, find a cheaper way to get your internet. And that's what we did.
Well, DirecTV with the satellite, every time it rains, you get all pixeled.
Except my son has the app, so he doesn't need satellite. He just needs.
Oh, did you get the Guardians app?
I don't know whether he got that or not.
I don't know. But still. You can't watch it on TV with the DirecTV in the rain.
I got to see it. We were at Winking Lizard, and they had it. It says, like it was just blank. It said, this will come on when the game comes on. You know?
Yeah. Well, they're making it so expensive just to watch. Gosh, I used to have the antenna. I mean, I don't remember this when I was just a very young kid. We just had the antenna.
Yeah.
3, 5,
and you know what? When we moved into Akron after my divorce and had the boys, I had just the antenna for a while. And remember the ghost you got with the antenna?
Oh yeah,
we got that back. Said, oh, I gotta get cable. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I still enjoy watching a game on TV, and we'll see how.
Now, did you get the app, or do you have it with the service? You have a good.
It's part of DirecTV.
Yeah.
Except when it rains, it's a pixel. It's pixeled all through it. And it,
does snow do the same thing?
What
does snow do the same thing?
Because when it snows, David, we don't watch baseball.
Okay, but baseball. You watch other things. Like you can watch like football. Does it pixelate during your football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. Not as much though. It's solid rain. It just goes crazy.
Well, it's got all the extra cloud cover too.
I wonder if I can get just DirecTV streaming. I'll have to look into that.
The app, yeah.
Do we have enough time to go through all these award things?
I don't know. Actually,
or you got something
else? Well, no.
Bring something else.
Real quick, Mary Kay Cabot has a prestigious award for coverage. She's gotten the last 35 years she's been reporting on the Browns.
And 35 years? She doesn't look like she's that old.
I'm telling you. She has the Bill Nunn Memorial Award winner from the Professional Football Writers of America and be honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton this summer.
Is that like being in the Hall of Fame? Or like Tom Hamilton is going into the Hall of Fame.
I'm not sure that she's going actually into there. Then an award is given to a reporter who has made a long and distinguished contribution to pro football through coverage. The award is named for Nunn, who prior to his Hall of Fame scouting career with Pittsburgh Steelers, worked for 22 years as a Pittsburgh Courier, one of the most influential black publications in the United States.
Oh.
So everyone in Cleveland knows that Mary Kay is the premier NFL reporter in the land, and now the rest of the country will too. Said Chris Quinn, he's the editor of the they don't even call it Plain Dealer, they call it Cleveland.com. Oh, and the Plain Dealer. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
She's tireless, dogged, and scrupulatory accurate when making Browns fans know everything there is to know about their favorite team. We are lucky she calls Northeast Ohio her home. So there you go.
Well, it's good that at least in the sports departments of these papers, they still have quality journalists because it's tough to get news anymore at all. I mean, you get the Beacon Journal and the news from the daily papers 3-4 days old.
Yeah.
Literally.
And that's why reporters don't actually report on games anymore. They have feature stories about that. Yeah. And actually, it's giving you a lot more chance to have local kids in high school sports get coverage. Now,
Yeah, unless you get the extras from USA Today.
Yeah,
extra. Yeah. You get the updates overnight, but it's just. I remember Sheldon Ocker. The game would be on an evening, and the next morning, it was. Now they can't. Apparently, if it's not news by 4 o'clock, you're not getting any new news at all. And I just.
It's like Loretta Swit, sidebar. So she passed away on Saturday. It is still not in the Beacon yet. It was in the Plain Dealer, but it wasn't in the Beacon.
I had a crush on her.
Who didn't have a crush on Hot Lips Julian?
Oh.
You were just a young man.
Oh, I was just, I can't even tell you how young. I would have to figure it out here. But the reruns.
Yes.
I watched all the reruns. And that whole show was just one of the best. It was a comedy, but it was it had some meaning behind it.
What's funny is it started off as a comedy with drama and ended up with as a drama with comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it did over a period of time that lasted longer than the Korean conflict.
Oh, much longer, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Korean War technically hasn't ended. Just want to let you
that's
know.
True. That's true. That's true. You're still there, too.
They still have a state of war. That
yeah.
And it's scary. That's one of the things I would want to see before I stop traveling. Is the border between North and South Korea.
Careful. I know you love your borders, but careful.
I wouldn't step over the line like some nuts do. And then 7 years later, they come out in terrible shape. But
you
know, anyway.
You take your shoe off and throw it on the other side. Then you can say, you stepped into it.
I stepped in. So I'm not going to – I wouldn't do that. Nancy will not go with me. She will. She has refused. Anyway,
take the dog.
Awesome. No, they'll eat them.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. You're right. You can't do that.
No, I don't know. Ooh,
dessert. Thank you very much.
A hot dog. Really, it's a dog.
That's funny. My brother was growing up, he would never eat hot dogs. We didn't know why until he admitted when he was about 4 that he thought hot dogs were made out of dogs. So
Frankfurt.
The wisdom of child.
For Frankfurt.
Yes.
But anyway, it was a great MASH. It was just a great show. And they had some great characters.
Yeah,
just great characters. Father Houlihan, wasn't it? No,
Father Mulcahy.
Mulcahy. I knew that. I just
Mulcahy,
wanted to
hear Mulcahy. I liked it.
Houlihan was the nurse. And,
yeah.
And she was a tough nail nurse. But I remember one show where she was in the operating room and she kind of took care of this dog on the side, but she heard from the other nurses that the dog had run over her and she just lost it.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was 87.
Yeah.
87 years old. But it was, and she did a lot more work than that.
I just watched a small, I know we're running out of time here, but a small documentary on her, about 20 minutes, and it was just amazing how she grew up and just the passion of giving up everything just to be in acting and finally getting a break on a Hawaii Five-O episode.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that was her first television role.
Oh.
So a lot of dinner theater and things like
that. Well, I would imagine she gets a lot of residuals or was getting a lot of residuals from
MASH. Especially MASH.
Yeah.
A lot of that, the residuals just didn't really come out. So.
Yeah. Well, I hear the noise.
The music is there. The band. They're not noise.
That's right. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
We're sorry, man.
Yeah.
He lost 2 games. Give him a break.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. These are stupid. Where do fish keep their money?
I don't know.
In the riverbank.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. What's small, red, and has a rough voice?
I don't know.
A horse radish.
Ah!
I should have stopped at the other one right
there. I like that myself. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it. But.
I'll have to go out for the MP. this MVP article.
Yeah, we will be back next week where we can go over the MVP article and many other things.
Blah, blah, blah. You're a blabber.
Sports Radar.